My question to you today is, who do you say Jesus is? The reading is taken from Matthew 16, verse 13 to 15. When Jesus came to the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, "Who do the people say the Son of Man is?" They replied, "Some say John the Baptist. Others say Elijah, and still others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets." "But what about you?" he said. "Who do you say I am?" Let's pray. Dear Lord Jesus, help us to see you more clearly, love you more dearly, and follow you more nearly. Amen. Jesus said to his disciples, "Who do you say I am?" In other words, never mind what other people say I am. Who do you say I am? This question he put to his disciples was not only a question for them. It needs to be answered by each one of us. Who do you say Jesus is? Is he just someone who came into the world to do good? Or was he a man who was rebellious against the authority of his time? It is important that you know for yourself who he is. And note that I say who he is, not who he was. When you read further, verse 16 and 17, Simon Peter answered, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus replied, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for this was not revealed to you by man, but by my Father in heaven." Here you see that your knowledge of who Christ is given to you by God the Father. If you know who Christ is, then you will know who God is. You cannot know who God is until you know who Christ is. Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. Jesus said himself, "I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father except through me." In other words, you cannot have a relationship with God unless you have a relationship with Jesus. He himself said, "If you've seen me, you've seen the Father." In our opening scripture, Jesus asked the disciples, "Who do people say I am?" He could also have said, "Whoever they say I am, that's who I am." In other words, if you say he was just a good man who came to do good, or just a man who rebelled against authority, then that's all he'll be for you. A major part of my ministry is to baptize people. And before I do that, I ask them several questions while they're standing in the water, for them to confirm their knowledge of who Christ is. And I do this before baptizing them into Jesus in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, before lifting them back on their feet out of the water. The first question that I asked is, "Do you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God?" The second question that I asked is, "Do you believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross for your sins and was buried and rose from the dead that you might have eternal life?" The third question that I asked is, "Have you received Jesus into your heart and life as your Lord and Savior?" Now, providing that all three questions are answered with yes, the person will then be asked if he or she would like to say a prayer or a scripture before being baptized into Jesus in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. I want to share with you what happened when Jesus got baptized in the River Jordan by John the Baptist. When he had been baptized, Jesus came up immediately from the water, and behold, the heavens were opened to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting upon him. And suddenly a voice came from heaven saying, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." And when you get baptized, you will come up out of the water, and the Holy Spirit will descend upon you, and the Father will say to you, "This is my beloved son or daughter in whom I'm well pleased." You see, baptism is a statement that you make to show God that you know his son Jesus Christ and that you are actively ready to have a conscious relationship with the Trinity of God. The unique thing about having a relationship with God is that to know his son is a gift. To love his son is a gift. And to understand his son is also a gift. Now, if you are conscious of all these things, then he'll be with you every step of the way. His love is such that whatever or whoever you say he is, then that's who he'll become to you. If you distort him, then his truth will distort you. If you categorize him, his awesomeness will leave you at the mercy of your own limitations. Because whatever you say God is, that's what he'll manifest to become for you. The fact of the matter is that your concept of who he is given to you by him, depending on your attitude of heart and mind towards him. He reveals as much light about himself as you allow him to. One way of discovering who God is by reading and understanding his word. Psalm 119 verse 18 states, "Open my eyes that I may see wonderful things in your law." You also need to ask him to reveal himself to you. Psalm 119 verse 130 says, "The unfolding of your words gives light. It gives understanding to the simple." May God bless you with this word, and may you be able to say who Jesus is. Greetings from Germany, Pastor Philip.
Beyond the horizon is a place you can find a river of hope. It's big enough for everyone, and the water is cool beneath the sun. That's where a wish is not a fantasy, and a dream becomes reality. Me take you there to where you will find the river of hope. The water is clean and deep and blue, and was specially created for you. The river of hope is all you need. the river.